And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm not doing a darn thing to help your financial freedom. And here's why. Because I woke up this morning, I had an idea for my show, and for whatever reason, Rick started the music. He got the show going, and guess what? I drew a blank. I drew a total blank today on today's show. So what are we going to do? How are you going to progress as a real estate investor if the host of this show can't even come up with an idea for the show? Well, I'll tell you what. Let me just kind of tell you about what I was thinking about prior to the show, and maybe we can draw some correlations there. Maybe we as a team can come together and figure out exactly what was running through my mind, or more importantly, what wasn't running through my mind. Is that fair? Would you help me out with this? Okay, play along at home. Let's try this. So here was the original concept for the show. I was going to talk about the concept of teams in real estate investing. And then I was sitting in my living room watching the news, reflecting on all of the glory of all the sports that have occurred recently. I mean, we're transitioning out of two major sporting events, and we're transitioning into one super major sporting event. And all of these sporting events have to do with the concept of teams. So I want to take that concept of teams and set it over on the side for a minute, okay? Because I'm not done with my ramble. I'm not done with the ramble yet. All right. So I'm thinking about teams. So what are these sports that I was thinking about? I was thinking about the Olympics. I was thinking about the last couple of weeks and the fact that we had the Olympic Games. Now, I realize Russia didn't participate, but the United States did really well. And I noticed that in the team sports in the Olympics, we as the United States, well, we excelled. We did. We did really good. We won a bunch of medals. We won a bunch of gold medals. We won a bunch of silver medals. We won a bunch of bronze medals. We beat every other nation on this planet as the United States of America team in the Olympics. Pretty cool. Now, here's the fun fact that I want to share with you about the Olympics. And this is the one thing that had me going down a rabbit hole. There were 32 sports that were participated in the Olympics. 32 sports, okay? Keep that in the back of your mind. Now, another sport just finished. It did. It's hockey. Now, I'm not a huge hockey fan. My wife likes hockey, but the hockey is done. The professional hockey is done. And here's another piece of trivia about the hockey. There's 32 teams in the professional hockey league. 32 teams. Okay. Noticing a trend yet? Okay. So now you're starting to understand the rabbit hole I was going down. Now, keep in mind, the people that were on that hockey team that won, what do they play for? The Stanley Cup? I think they play for the Stanley Cup. Yeah, the team that won the Stanley Cup is a team. It's a team. A very effective team. An effective team that won the Stanley Cup. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Now, here's another thing that I'm machinating on. 32 players on that hockey team. So 32 sports in the Olympics, 32 players on that professional hockey team. But what about the sport that's just starting to show up? The sport that tends to be the number one in the nation. The sport that tends to have a professional track and a college track. And both tracks are very successful. And here's the thing. Both of these tracks rely on their teams. They do. In these sports rely on their teams. What am I talking about? I'm talking about professional football. I'm talking about college football. Yeah. Did you know that? Now, on the professional football stage, there are 32 teams that compete in professional football. There's 32 of them. Again, that trend with 32. There's 32 teams in professional football. Now, how does that translate into college sports? I don't know. I don't have a clue. Because there's more than 32 teams in college football. There's less than 32 teams in the Big Ten division, although there's a bunch of teams in there, right? Rick has an epiphany. He says, I think I know. I know the significance of 32 in real estate. And I said, wait a minute, Rick, before the show, you said you didn't know it. You even Googled it and you couldn't find it. So how is it you have an epiphany now as to what it is? And you know what Rick said? It's because he said, I'm part of the team, bro. He said 3-2. He said 3-2. There you go, 3-2. Do you get it yet? Three bedroom, two bath. The sweet spot in single family investing. A three bedroom, two bath house is what most people desire when they're renting single family assets. And here's why. I already told you why. I'm just going to go ahead and repeat myself, though. You ready for it? Because that's what people want. It's exactly what they want. So why wouldn't we go out and buy assets and put them into service based on the fact that our customers want something in particular? It seems like it makes sense to me, right? Now, whether or not you're an entrepreneur or not, that's got to make sense. It's got to make total sense to you. So, three-bedroom, two-bath asset. Why would we buy a three-bedroom, two-bath asset? After all, we have all of our money sitting in a 401k, or we have all of our money sitting in an IRA, or we have all of our money sitting in one of those special teacher plans. We're on the long haul to retirement. We're trying to get it done in 35 to 45 years. See, that's your approach to retirement. And I'm here to tell you, that's not an effective approach to retirement. That's an effective approach to maybe retiring in 35 to 45 years, because there's a lot of things that you don't know that are going to happen to you along the way. A lot of things that you don't know are going to happen to you along the way. Take, for instance, the stock market. What did the stock market do last week? The stock market handed you a big pile of grief, did it not? It did. And what's it doing this week? What is it doing? Is it doing for you what you think it should be doing for you? And I'm here to tell you, that's a you question. That's a you question. You made the decision to invest your hard-earned money into a portfolio that invests in the stock market. And it's a roller coaster. It's giving you fits, is it not? I mean, think about it. All the gains, depending on what index you're looking at, all the gains all the way back to February, we're going back 6 months, folks, 6 months, gone, wiped away, whoosh. But what about real estate? Real estate's still paying. Three bedroom, two bath assets are still paying an income stream every month. Every month, your resident pays you rent. You take that rent payment, and then you make the necessary expense payments for your asset. So what are these expense payments? Principal and interest. That's your loan. You're going to leverage this property. When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you will fully understand why you leverage properties. You have an insurance expense. You must pay the insurer. Very important that you have the right kind of insurance on the property too. There are taxes due. Real estate taxes are due on that property. So you pay real estate taxes on a monthly basis into an impound account so that when the taxes come due, the money is available to pay the taxes. Same thing with the insurance. So how much time does it take you to own a three-bedroom, two-bath property? I pretty much just summed it all up for you in this segment. It doesn't take a lot to collect rent and turn around and make a mortgage payment. And that mortgage payment has taxes and insurance included as far as the escrow accounts in that payment plan. And now get this. You're not going to worry about vacancy because you have found an excellent person to rent from you. And because Lifestyles Unlimited has taught you the most effective way to screen all potential residents, you've got a good one. They understand that property that they live in is a business, that you're going to provide clean, functional workforce housing. You're going to keep that property up to speed. So they pay you on the first. You pay all the associated expenses with the property. What is left over? Something called cash flow. You're in the process of retiring yourself. That little bit of cash flow that comes from that real estate asset, you use that to pay something in your household expenses. Maybe that amount of money covers your insurance payments. Maybe it covers your gasoline bill. Maybe it covers your electric bill. I don't know what it covers. You know your expenses better than I do. But wouldn't it be nice to have an additional amount of income coming in every month to help you over and above the amount of income that you earn by going to work every day? Oh, and by the way, this real estate investing thing, when you do it correctly, you can get yourself retired in 5 years or less. How's that for a team sport? We come back from the break. More on real estate. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, day in and day out, looking for a new solution? Well, today you can take action to retire in 5 years or less. How? Passive income through real estate investing. And the team to help you? Lifestyles Unlimited. For more than 33 years, our team of successful educators and mentors teach folks just like you the roadmap to retirement through real estate. Learn from the best. Lifestyles Unlimited, known for the systems and support to help you real estate retire, just like Chad and Lisa.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today with this introductory offer for $297, the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm kind of having some fun with you. I'm kind of having some fun with the number 32. I'm having some fun with the concept of a three-bedroom, two-bath house. And more importantly, I'm having some fun telling you about properties. I'm telling you about cash flow. I'm telling you about ways that real estate assets can change your life. And I'm doing it from the team concept. Because I'm actually on your team. I know. We haven't met. Okay, some of you I've met in person. But the majority of you out there listening to my voice, you've not met me. You've not seen my face. You haven't seen the beard that I grew out. You have no idea what I look like. You don't realize that I have a face for radio, because I do. But I am on your team. You don't have to put eyes on me to get the benefit of having me on your team, because I want to be on your team. I want to help you understand that there's a different path to real estate retirement, or just real estate investment, or just retirement in general. I want you to understand that what you're doing, it's ineffective. It may not work. Hear my story. You ready? 27 years. United States Army. Proudly serving our nation. Proudly served our nation. And you know what? I would not take any of it back. Even the bad stuff that happened to me. I love this country. I love my freedom. And I was willing to risk my life so that you could have the same. After 27 years, the Army was supposed to promote me. I had a letter from the Army saying, "Congratulations, Lieutenant Colonel Gordon. You have been selected for promotion to Colonel." Yeah, I'd be actually Colonel Gordon or Colonel Sanders, right? Okay, yeah. All right, funny joke. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that they were supposed to promote me. And you know what they did to me? They retired me. Yeah, I got caught up in this thing where I had maximum number of service years based on my current rank and blah, blah, blah. And while they were trying to promote me and they couldn't find a position to promote me into, because that's, you can't just promote people willy-nilly. You have to have a place to promote them to. So you have to have a permission to put them in a particular position, but that position is occupied by somebody and that person hasn't left that. It's crazy the way it works. It's like a shell game. It's like a shell game. And while that shell game was being played, I wound up on a board that selected me for retirement. And you know what happened? That took precedence over my promotion, because I was selected for retirement before I was selected for promotion. What does that mean? It means it was time for me to retire. I wasn't ready. I didn't think I was going to retire. I thought I had a good number, I don't know, at least three more years in me to serve in the United States Army. I figured I'd go until at least 30 years of service. But the Army, they saw it differently. They say, "You know, Al, it's kind of like this, man. You're going to go." Well, they didn't say it quite like that, but I wish they'd said it nice like that. No, you know what I got? A letter. It said, "Congratulations, Lieutenant Colonel Gordon. You're selected for retirement." So what's so bad about that, right? Some of you are thinking, what's so bad about that? You get to retire, bro. How old were you? Well, I was 50. Oh, you got to retire at 50. Good for you. Oh, wait a minute. You don't know the whole story. I was paid a certain wage. Wages are calculated in a certain way in the military system, so I made a certain amount of money every month. Month in, month out, I made that money. Even through government shutdowns, I made that money. When it came time to me retiring, that money turned off. In exchange for that money, I earned a pension. I had served the minimum number of years necessary to earn a pension, so I earned it. I get that pension. That pension pays me every month. Like clockwork, it comes in every month. So you're thinking, what's the problem, dude? You got a pension. What you don't understand is how much that pension pays me. That pension pays me one third. Let me say it again. One third of what I had been making when I was serving on active duty. And there's a giant crashing sound in the expense column in our household because the expenses didn't go down. The expenses still maintained their level commensurate with the income that I used to make. But now that income's down to one third of what I used to make. I was 50 years of age when I separated from the United States Army, when I effectively retired from the Army. 50 years of age. And here's what I was dealing with. I was dealing with having to get back into the workforce, but I was 50 years of age, so I was dealing with ageism. I was dealing with something that exists that nobody will talk about, but it's out there. I experienced it. I know it's real. I've actually had somebody tell me that the reason that they didn't consider my application was because I had, now get this, too much experience. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Too much experience. So what were they trying to tell me? They were trying to tell me, "Thank you very much, but we're looking for somebody younger that maybe has less experience, that maybe we can groom, and maybe we could pay them less money than you would expect to be paid." See, that's what goes on in the world. That's what goes on in America. Even though it's illegal to discriminate based on age, you know what happens? It happens every day. Happens every day. And good luck finding the attorney that's willing to chase that down the rabbit hole, right? Now, funny thing. I thought it was just me that this occurred to. I really did. I thought I was the only one out there that went through some type of downsizing and had to get back into the workforce. But ironically, at the break, I'm talking with my producer, Rick, you know, the guy on my team. And you know what he told me? He goes, "Hey, Al." And I said, "What?" He said, "You're not the only guy, dude. That happened to me in the radio industry. And I took a step back and I went, wait a minute, the radio industry? You know what Rick experienced? He experienced a downsizing. He too experienced the same type of thing. And he found it difficult to get back into the workforce. I want you to understand that. I want you to understand that no matter how old you are, no matter how much experience you have, how good you are at your job, you're just one layoff or retirement away from being in the same situation that Rick and I found ourselves in. Now, you might be younger and you might say, hey, you know, that ain't gonna happen to me, bro. I'm not old like you. Well, you know what? Your odometer's ticking too. It totally is. So why don't you consider doing something a little bit different? Why don't you consider changing what you're doing for retirement? Why don't you consider real estate investing? Now, some of you are going, well, you know, real estate investing, it takes a lot of time, bro. No, it doesn't. It doesn't take a lot of time at all. As a matter of fact, the biggest commitment of time that you're going to make as a real estate investor is educating yourself. And get this, we can educate you. When I say we, it's not the mouse in my pocket and me, it's the collective Lifestyles Unlimited community. We, as Lifestyles Unlimited, can educate you in 16 hours. I'm not talking about 16 semester hours like you have to do with a college. I'm talking about 16 physical hours. We can teach you in 16 hours what you don't know. We can teach you in 16 hours what you need to know to retire yourself in the next 5 years. What sounds better to you, 5 years or 50 years? I think the 5-year track's a better way to go. And I would tell you flat out, had I known about Lifestyles Unlimited 30 some odd years ago, you know, we've been around for 35 years. Had I heard of Lifestyles Unlimited 30 or 35 years ago, I would have been real estate retired long time ago. So check it out. There's a 3-2 property. Remember that number 32? Well, it came back. 3-2 property came in my inbox. You can buy it for $125,000. That represents 57 cents on the dollar based on the fact that it's worth $220,500 in today's marketplace. Now, it's going to take about $25,000 of your money to buy this asset. But you take that $25,000 out of that 401k. You take that $25,000 out of that IRA. I know you're saying, wait a minute, man, taxes and penalties. Well, there's a way to get around the penalties. No way to get around the taxes, but there's a way to get around the penalties. Are you still interested? Okay, so you buy this asset for $25,000 cash out of pocket. It produces cash flow. At the end of the day, when you receive the rent from your resident and you make the necessary payments for your expenses on this asset, what is left over at the end of the month? $280. $280. Now, some of you are going, dude, I can't retire on $280. Besides, that doesn't sound like a lot of money in return for the $25,000 that I put into the deal. Well, check it out. $280 a month when annualized is $3,360. That's like giving yourself a $3,360 raise that your boss didn't give you. And it only cost you $25,000 to get that raise. You're getting a 13.5% return on investment. 13.5%. And that's just on the cash flow. I haven't talked about any of the equity participation that goes on in this particular deal. I'm just talking about the cash flow because I want you to understand that you could take $25,000 and you could buy yourself $3,360 worth of income. And you know what you could do? You could do it again. You could do it again. You could do it again until you ran out of money. And at that point, you would have real estate assets paying you a monthly income. Now, if that monthly income is not enough to retire you, don't sweat it because you're in this real estate investing game for the long haul. You really are. So at the end of the day, when your assets mature and they can create a situation where you can sell one asset and have enough money available to buy two assets to replace it, that's your sell signal. That's the thing that tells you it's time to divest of that particular asset because you can exchange it for two more assets. And those two more assets would pay you more money than one asset does. Pretty cool concept, right? So this is how you continue to build your portfolio over time. And at a certain point, you get enough assets in your portfolio that you do exactly what Tina and I did back in 2019. You sit down at the kitchen table. You're looking at all of your different investments. You're looking at the cash flow that those investments produce. You're looking at where those assets are in the lifespan of the asset itself. And then you realize it just hits you out of nowhere, like a ton of bricks. And you look at your wife, and your wife looks at you, and you look in each other's eyes, and you whisper these sweet words to each other. Honey, we're real estate retired. And at that moment, at that very moment, your eyes light up because you realize that you have the prize. You realize that you've regained control over your life. You realize that everything you've done with real estate investing has gotten you to the place that you've tried to get to much faster. And now you've got a big decision to make. Do you go back to work? What a great decision to have to make. Do I go back to work? Do I go and trade time for money because I have to or because I want to? Oh, the want. I want to go back to work because I enjoy the work that I do. I enjoy my coworkers. I enjoy my customer. I enjoy it. There's a ton of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are raising their hands right now, getting ready to give me a high five over the radio because I just described their scenario to you. This can be your scenario. I'm serious about this. You start with one single family house that produces $280 per month in cash flow. Doesn't seem like a lot of money, but in the bigger picture, it's a significant amount of money. And then when you realize that if you had 10 of those, you would have $33,000 coming into your household. Can you retire on $33,000? Some of you can, some of you can't. Not a problem if you can't. Start divesting those 10, trade them in for 20, and then you'd have like $67,000 worth of income. 20 not enough? Keep divesting. Keep building up that portfolio. Keep building up that cash flow. And before you know it, you'll be real estate retired in 5 years or less. Look, if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.